In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. At the beginning of Lesson 17, which is on honoring the saints, relics, and images, it's on page 112 in the Catechism, begins there with a cartoon, a drawing of our Blessed Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and some of the apostles, and it simply says, the saints are God's friends. And that's important to remember. They are the friends of God. Question 214. Does the first commandment forbid us to honor the saints in heaven? The first commandment does not forbid us to honor the saints in heaven, provided we do not give them the honor that belongs to God alone. The honor that belongs to God alone, if a miracle of healing takes place, such as happened in Lourdes, France, we attribute that to the power of God. Only God has the power to surpass the laws of nature or the laws of physics. But it happened through, or if you will, with, the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. She asked him to do it. And there's a great mystery here. We are seeking to move God to act. But at the heart of prayer, all real prayer, is really a movement to conform our minds and wills to His. If it be your will, is the phrase that we always add, if it is the will of God. We believe that the saints are those whose will, whose minds and wills, are most in conformity with that of God's, and of all the saints, Our Lady, Mary, the Mother of Jesus, is at the top. Question 215. Why do we honor the saints in heaven? We honor the saints in heaven because they practiced great virtue when they were here on earth, and because in honoring those who are the chosen friends of God, we honor God Himself. The saints are not statues in the church. Those merely represent the saints, who were real people like ourselves, whose souls are now in heaven. They loved God very much while they were on earth, and so now they are His special friends. In honoring them, we really honor God, because it was by His action on their souls that they became saints. When we read the lives of the saints, we should remember that we are reading about real people whose souls are still alive in heaven and who want to help us. So again, the saints are the friends of God. If someone honors my mother, I am honored. I'm moved by that. If someone honors a saint, God is honored. And they are not statues. That important phrase is good for those who were raised in Protestant traditions, who might have the in mind that, oh, Catholics think that that they have to worship this statue made out of wood or plaster. Nothing else could be further from the truth. Every Catholic knows that a statue is not God. A statue is not divine. A statue is not a saint. It's only an image, something to remind us, help us to pray. Question 216. How can we honor the saints? We can honor the saints, first, by imitating their holy lives, second, by praying to them, third, by showing respect to their relics and images. So you have imitation. That doesn't mean imitating their outward actions, but imitating their virtues. If you imitate a saint who slept on bare boards with no blanket, you might catch pneumonia. Imitate instead his love for penance and do what penance you can. Praying to the saints means talking with them. God lets them know what we ask them, and they are willing and able to help us. He grants our requests through their prayers to show us how much He loves them. Respecting their relics and images means not merely showing respect to stone and wooden paper, but to those persons these things represent. Relics and images remind us of the saints whom we would otherwise tend to forget. And so you have in the cartoons there the imitation. Now there's a young boy there reading the life of Saint Gabriel. Saint Gabriel Pozzetti looks like in the cartoon. And it says, remember at the first, we can honor the saints first by imitating their holy lives. Well, you have to know what that holy life is to imitate it. So perhaps we can say the first thing we need to do with the saints is learn about them. So I would hope that you could get a life of a saint and then read it. Notice, again, imitate them in their virtues, not their actions. And this is always in accord with our state of life. If you read of a saint depriving himself of sleep, such as a monk in the deserts of Egypt, well, that might be fine for a solitary monk, but if you have to go to work the next day and need to be alert, you're not honoring God by depriving yourself of sleep, you're simply being foolish. And praying to the saints, not only for intercession, talk with them like you would a friend, share things with them. Friendship with them is possible. Just try it, and you'll see what I mean. And they lead us to Christ, and none of us leads us to Christ quite as well as does Our Lady. And reverence for them, and for their images too, brings great blessings from God. Reverence anyone in the loose sense of the word, and blessings will come from that. You know, men used to wear hats, and if they did, they would tip or take their hats off to ladies or to important personages. And that brings a blessing to the person you're tipping your hat to and also the person tipping the hat. So I remember once we were building on our church property, and in the excavation we actually found some human remains. It's a long story. But I can remember well the construction men turned off the machines, walked up to the site where the remains were. They took off their hard hats. I was called to go out and check this out. They notified me. And all the men there, even those who, say, weren't particularly religious, and I can assure you they were not, still, they took off their hats out of respect. And one of the men jumped down in the trench and laid a tarp over the remains. That was like witnessing Western civilization. They had reverence, they had respect for the remains of the dead. Question 217. When we pray to the saints, what do we ask them to do? When we pray to the saints, we ask them to offer their prayers to God for us. Just like when we ask someone to pray for us, some member of the parish, a neighbor, a family member, your local priest, would you please pray for me? And question 218, how do we know that the saints will pray for us? We know that the saints will pray for us because they are with God and they have great love for us. And yes, this implied in this is the fact that the holier a person is, the more his prayer is heard by God.